All right, it is 6 o'clock. I'm calling the meeting to order. And you've noted attendance, Debbie?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Is there any public testimony that we need to go over that is not listed on the agenda? All right. Approval of minutes. Do I have any motions?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of August 2018.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Do we have any conversation about that? All right, then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Me. KPIC. So we got 3 vacancies. Jill, you're listed first, so if you'd like to come up. Very, very first.
I don't want to get it, but I guess not.
So you've been through this spiel a couple different times, right?
I'm sorry?
You've been through this a couple different times.
Oh, yeah. Just a few. Am I on?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. My name's Jill Bonnie Hill, and I'm here to re-up again for the KPIC committee. And the reason I'd like to is, to me, it's a very important committee. The work that we do is important to the city of Kaiser. We want to, what we do is memorialize historical events or sites for the citizens of Kaiser and also for future generations. And I want to be there to do that because one of these days, the citizens are going to want to know where they came from and where they started and who the people were. And that's what we do, is that we memorialize those things for our future generations. And we have several projects that we're working on, and I'd like to complete them. I enjoy working on the committee, got a great group of members, so I'd like to stay and for another 3 years. Any questions?
And you've been on the committee since 2009, is that what I'm reading?
That's right.
Wow, thanks.
What's been your favorite thing that you guys have done?
Favorite thing? Flood history signs.
What was that again?
The flood history signs.
Oh. Hmm.
We've done. I'm sorry?
Have y'all seen those?
In my backyard.
They're out of the Kaiser Rapids Park. Yeah.
What are they called?
The flood history signs.
Oh, the flood history there at Walsh Way. It's a ramp, yes.
Yeah. And we're also working on the oral history project. Or hopefully get it started again. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Sounds like she knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
All right. I think we're done with you for right now.
Okay.
Thanks. Sherry, you're up.
Hello, everyone. Sherry Gottfried, Kaiser, Oregon. Hello.
Hey.
Come on, you got to do it. Tell us about yourself.
Hey, anyway, I'm Sherry. I've lived in Kaiser since I don't know how long. Been involved heavily. I am employed also in the city. I have done lots for the city. I've been on this committee, the Kaiser Points of Interest, since 2008. I was so graciously recruited by Miss Bilkey, and I've been here ever since. I'm also on Kaiser Festival Advisory Board. I've been on it since it started in 2010. Love what I do.
What's the best part?
Of which?
Of serving on the committees.
I don't know that it's the best part, as it's the feel good of helping and being involved.
Giving back.
Yeah. Just throwing that there, that I enjoy bringing to the public eye the things that nobody's noticed. For instance, the flood project that Jill was talking about. If you guys haven't been out there, check out that pole and look up at the top. Water was that high at one time. It's pretty damn cool. Pardon my mouth. The other one was the Wallace House project. That was, actually, no, my favorite was TDK. The statue that's out there. That was probably the coolest thing ever. With that, we did invite all of Thomas Dub Kaiser's family here. There was approximately 214 of them.
Wow.
At the time I was employed at the hotel here in Kaiser. I had them all stay at the hotel. We had them on the stairway. We took a nice, huge family portrait. It's here in the city somewhere. I donated it before I left the hotel. Hmm. It was lots of fun.
Okay. Any other questions?
How often do they meet?
Who?
Is the that committee, do they meet once a month?
Once a month for Thursday of every month.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. KFAB is the fourth Monday of every month. No conflict.
No. Not
every month. Yeah, we changed it. There's four meetings a year now, the fourth Monday.
So it looks like in the last couple of years you've not been able to attend as consistently as you had previously. Is that
true?
Resolved?
It has been resolved. I was self-employed for 2 years. And when you're self-employed, you can't just drop the ball.
Okay.
Just, yeah. It's all been right. An issue. Also, I know that with me not being there, it would be cutting it close on a quorum, and there's been numerous times when we've not met because there's not a quorum.
Okay.
So.
All right. Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
I make a motion that we close the nominations for the Kaiser Points of Interest Committee.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we close nominations. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Are you doing it? Is it your turn?
Bring forward the names.
Looked like she was ready. Okay. I make a motion that we put forward the names of Jill Bonnie Hill for position 6 and Sherry Gottfried for position 7 for the Kaiser Points of Interest Committee.
Seconded.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any conversation? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
What other position was supposed to be open?
I don't know. Debbie, which were the other two? Or the other one?
Well, we have position number 5.
5 is still open? Okay.
On the I put him in the spot. She told me to.
Yeah. No, he was just wondering what the other one was.
Oh, okay.
So position number 5 is the other one.
Okay. November 18th.
All right. So now we're going to move forward to the Parks Advisory Board. We've got 4 vacancies. Matt Lawyer, who looks like is currently on there, position number 8, has reapplied, as well as Wayne, position number 9. Wayne is not here tonight. He sent us an email saying that he was traveling. So, Matt.
You're limited to just 3 minutes.
Really, Larry?
Good luck on that.
Right?
Yeah, good luck. This is Richard Paulson Jr. right here.
And as I've stated before, Councilor Parsons, I could only be so lucky as to be a good volunteer like Mr. Walsh. For the record, Matt Lawyer, currently on the Kaiser Parks Advisory Board. Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you for having me. I'm interested in a couple more years of abuse. no, not really. I got started on parks 3 years ago. Mostly because I'd had a lot of fun working on the big toy, got told to volunteer, building it. I had the pleasure of working alongside some amazing people, Larry Jackson, Bob Shackelford, Gary Whalen, Seth Kerner, and a bunch of folks. And of course, you know, Marlene was there to supervise and keep us on track with her husband Bob and her daughter Maria. And we were dodging Debbie as she was running around with many, many, many loads of material.
Just for a quick interruption, I have a video of Debbie swinging on a swing there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of where it started. And then got on the board, had watched a couple years worth of the videos and try to see what was going on. And the continuous conversation was about funding. And then my very first board meeting, we had a gentleman come in and poke his finger in our chest and tell us how we weren't doing our jobs as a city. And I don't like being involved in something where we can improve on things. And so my colleagues and I spent the better part of 2 years working on the initiative to move the parks and police fee forward. I assisted in coordinating probably a dozen or more public meetings with a great amount of community-based organizations. And as you all know, the end result was we were able to secure funding for the first time to actually handle maintenance and operations issues. It's been met with some resiliency, but I think people are starting to see the fruits of the labor with the Meadows Park going in, trails being looked at, grass and everything. I mean, the state of our parks is way better now than it has been in a really long time. We're getting people energized to come in with really good ideas for new projects like pickleball courts, RC courts, things like that. And we're actually able to sit down and have a conversation about how that could look rather than saying, I'm sorry, we can't do it. So it's really exciting. Part of what I committed to folks personally was that I wanted to make sure to try to see at least the first few years of this fee through, because I think it's really important to the people of Kaiser that we're being we in the Parks Board and then the city is being good stewards of our money. It's your money, it's my money, it's everybody's. And so being able to continue being involved in that process, and I get to see Debbie twice a month now instead of only once, is really awesome. It's so much fun, just sitting there and having the conversations and being able to work through some really, really exciting things, whether it's, you know, the meadows or whether it's, you know, our community gardens with the moors. So I'd really like to continue on this opportunity. It's been a blast. I think as a group, we've done some really, really great things, and I want to continue doing some really great things with some excellent people. So. Questions, comments, witty statements, or remarks? That's an Andy Sheldon quote. If you know Andy Sheldon, that's where that came from.
What was the hardest decision you've had to make as a Parks Board?
The hardest decision? Oh, how much time do you have?
Larry said only 3 minutes.
There's no timer, though. The hardest decision was not to be scared. And what I mean by that is, early on, this discussion took on a mind of its own, and people could be very negative and very just resentful about the process. And frankly, I was scared to comment or discuss anything on social media or anywhere about it because, you know, I'm a dad. I don't want my kids to be affected by the work I was doing. And ultimately, I just had to overcome it and present the facts and just say, this is the facts as I know them. You know, you don't have to like them, but really trying to be as honest with people as possible and paint a very real picture of what was happening, because I think it's important. We get wrapped around rhetoric and people worried about whether or not they're going to get back on here. You know, if you guys think everything I did in the last 3 years is rubbish, feel free to say no. But I believe that that would be a poor reflection of the work that my colleagues did, and I don't think that's fair. So just not being scared and being able to stand up for something that I believed in. And, you know, I have people that I care about that were really, really mad at me for doing this. Oh, taxation without representation and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you know, I don't like it. You know, but we have to take care of what we have. And if we and I never said, I want this amount of money. I just said, I want to know if we want to do this or if we don't. And if we don't, how do we start shutting the parks down? That's tough, especially when you're talking about some big, big players in the city of Kaiser. There are some people in here, when they walk in the room, everybody goes, oh. And I got to go toe-to-toe with a lot of them, including somebody sitting to your right there, Trish. So,
Nobody I know, huh?
So it was, but you know, I had the courage and my conviction to do what was what I felt was right, and that was get the information out there and hear what the people at Kaiser had to say. So I think that's it.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to abuse my position really quickly. I just wanted to say that the parks are one of the things that I've always been the most proud of Kaiser for. And I used to brag on Kaiser all the time about how many parks we had, and we had the one employee. And, you know, whenever I tell anybody about, like, Kaiser Rapids and the amphitheater and all of the volunteer work that goes into that, and I'm super glad that we're putting our money where my mouth has been.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome to be part of it.
No, it's obvious you're passionate about it, and we appreciate your everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt, thank you. For that courage to do something that you hadn't done before and speak your mind for all the citizens in Kaiser, not just what you believe in, but everyone. And that's why people like yourself are wanted.
Of course, our tax bills haven't been received yet.
Yeah,
so yeah, there is that.
You didn't mess up your tax bill. Oh. That was me.
But thank you.
Thank you for not being afraid.
Yes. And Matt, I just want to say, as a captain, I watched you, and so anything you want to do in a park is fine with me. And I have a pretty good understanding of government finance, and I know what it took to get that done. And I also understand that we didn't have other options. And so thank you for that.
I don't know if it's serendipitous or not, but a link came up on my Facebook literally as I was sitting here out in the lobby. And it was an article from July 2013, and it was about the first initiative when the finance department tried to go through this, and it was a, let's do this and trust us. There's a guy that works for the city with the same last name as mine, and I forwarded it to him and said, can you believe this was only 5 years ago, and look where we're at now? And it's a good feeling. So, I'd like to do more. I'm proud of where we're at. Thank you all for the opportunity 3 years ago to put me in that position. So.
Well, you have my vote.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, Trish, when you don't have your normal question, you come up with some really hard
hitters. I've already talked to these guys. I know,
but you're coming up with some really good questions.
You need a list of, when they've come back around.
So Wayne is not here. Did we want to have any, is there any discussion that we want to have?
Me personally, I just say, because he's been on the committee before, I personally am going to vote for him. Just, I have never heard anything bad about him. Can I ask?
You can ask the bill. Yeah.
Better known as Matt.
Built a soccer field at
Country Glen.
Country Glen Park. Mm-hmm. And just for anybody to use.
His money.
Kind
his
of
own.
Disappointed because he said the kids are over there playing on the playground and nobody goes over to play soccer. But at the last meeting, they said, well, why don't you get the word out to some of the soccer organizations and let them know? So I believe he was going to do that. So he's a very active member of the park.
So where's that at? Where's the soccer part of it?
Country Glen.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think about having him back on the committee?
Yeah, put him on the spot.
Are we talking about Mr. Fry?
Now remember, they're only 3 minutes.
I'll give you 38 seconds. No, so again, on the record, Matt Lawyer, Kaiser Parks Board. Wayne Fry is a very energetic and very passionate person about parks. What I like about Wayne is he challenges us to think a little bit outside the box sometimes, in terms of, we get headed down one path, and I think that his experience offers some good alternatives and some options to consider. He doesn't have a lack of passion. He put in some soccer fields out at Country Glen Park. Unfortunately, they've been underutilized, but I think that we're going to try to get some word out and get folks sort of re-engaged in that. But real pleasure to work with. I like Wayne a lot on a personal level. I think he's a pretty stellar guy. So,
he also volunteered at the big toy.
Yeah.
That was how he met me, and I said, hey,
and Debbie, I'm glad you bring it up.
of most of the colleagues I have on the Parks Board, when I have activities, whether it's through the Clagger Creek Watershed Council or through Parks or something else, Wayne is almost always a consistent face out there helping with the hard projects. He did a tremendous amount with the Arboretum project, and so he's in when Dan Kohler coordinated the wood chip removal last summer, he was out there pretty much the whole time. So Wayne's a guy that puts his money where his mouth is and gets out and actually does the projects too. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Great. Us.
Should we close?
I make a nomination that we close it. I make a motion to close the nominations for the Park Recreation Advisory Board.
I'll second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
I make a motion that we bring forth the names of Wayne Fry for position 9 and Matt Lawyer for position 8 for the Parks Recreation Advisory Board.
Second it.
All right. That's been moved and seconded. Any further conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Planning Commission, one vacancy, and we've got Christopher Ray. So, Debbie put you down there a little bit so that you could see how everybody does it. Just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, and why you want to be involved in this particular committee.
All right. So, I'm Chris Ray. I am a banker with Willamette Community Bank. I've been a Kaiser resident for most of the last 21 years. We did move to South Salem for 5 years. Hopefully, that won't be held too much against me, but we came back. My daughter is a third generation of McNary Celtic, and it was fun to hear my father-in-law quoted by Mr. Lawyer, Andy Sheldon, who is a retired McNary High School teacher. So deep, deep Kaiser roots in my wife's family, and I've gotten to be around that for the last two decades. I've been very involved in the business community, as Mr. Jackson can attest, in the chamber and other things. I've worked on nonprofit boards and am currently a fundraising committee chairman for the Salvation Army. And I decided, now that we're living back in Kaiser, it's been a year now, I really want to be plugged in helping Kaiser specifically. And I was speaking with Mayor Clark, and she suggested that the Planning Commission would be a good way to do that.
So anybody that applies to be on the Planning Commission, I want to make sure you know what you're getting into as far as reading and homework and the level of detail. Like, Matt's going to be out there making things beautiful, and you're going to be at home reading. So I just want to be sure that you're up for that.
Well, I am, how should I put this? I've been a student most of my adult life.
Okay.
I have a Master of Divinity degree, which is a lot of reading. I'm currently a doctoral student, which is a lot of reading, and I've taught classes at our church and other places, which requires a lot of reading. So I'm not afraid of reading, and definitely an ability to absorb information and comprehend what I'm looking at.
Sounds like you're more than qualified.
I just don't want you to come back and be like, you didn't tell me.
I won't do that, I promise.
They give a lot of homework.
Trisha, you going to ask your question?
Oh, yeah. He kind of already answered it, that he'd already been here and then came back. And
okay.
So I normally ask people, what brought you to Kaiser?
I married into it. There. I didn't know what I was getting into. I was young, foolish, you know.
But yeah, you're back.
I'm back.
So that speaks anyway. For itself.
No, actually, I'll tell you the true story. We were in South Salem, and we had decided to take my daughter, who we'd been homeschooling for 3 years, and put her in private school out south. And my son, when he started school, started private school. When we made the decision after my wife was hired at the school district to put our children back into public school, we said if we're going to do that, it's going to be in Kaiser. It's going to be Whitaker. It's going to be McNary, and that quite literally is what brought us back to Kaiser.
Cool.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Any other questions?
It's that easy?
It. We are terrifying, let me tell you. We're the most daunting gauntlet you'll ever
see. I saw Larry up there. I was worried, you know.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Make a motion to move forward or close nominations for
Planning
Commission.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we close nominations for Planning Commission. Any further conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
I'll make a motion that we put forth the name of Christopher Ray for the Planning Commission for position 7.
Second.
All right. That's been moved and seconded. Is there any conversation about that? All right. All in favor of Christopher Ray's name being put forth for position number 7 for the Planning Commission? Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Yay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, so then we also have
Why are you leaving, Dan? We're not done.
He has a meeting.
Oh.
It's
Don't you have to be in Southeast Kaiser?
There's a committee. Thank you for all the work that you do. I have another meeting I'm supposed to be to in about 5 minutes. I enjoy watching you work and enjoy seeing the progress that you've made for the city. And if I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to y'all, I'd welcome that because I think that we will enjoy working together in the near future.
Thanks,
Dan. Thanks,
Dan. All right. So we have two vacancies for the Traffic Safety Bikeways Pedestrian Committee. And they're not here to tell me all the good bike lanes.
I can tell you about
lanes. She wanted to know about bike lanes.
I need to know about bike lanes. I'm going without a car now.
Oh.
And so,
yeah.
Again, abusing my power.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
On a bike now?
Let's do this. I just came back and visited Kansas, and my kids grew up there, and my son just he hated riding. to Kaiser, and the city of Kaiser really keeps the bike lanes nice. Salem doesn't. There's all lots of gravel in theirs, which somebody like me, that's really hard for me to drive on. More experienced cyclists probably don't have that trouble. But if I may, Wayne is the chair of the traffic and bike lanes and pedestrian committee, and he has really pushed that committee to apply for grants, and they have got permission from council to apply for a couple of grants for safe routes to school for Cummings and Kennedy, two different grants, and he's been instrumental. He's a real go-getter, and like I said, he's the chair.
Anything going on about lights or anything on Newburgh Drive?
On
Newburgh
street lights.
Street lights have to come. Those are a neighborhood agreement.
But there's no sidewalks, no
right.
Nothing there.
So the neighbors, in order to get a street lighting, the neighbors, you have to pay for it, like a street lighting district.
But it's not. I have a street light at my house.
But I mean, but in order to do that, all the neighbors would have to sign a petition and come together and present it to city council, and then public works, and then Bill Lawyer and them would start the process for doing it and tell you how much it would cost. And basically, it's I think it's on your taxes, your property taxes.
It is.
Yeah, it's a street lighting district. Like, I pay it because I'm in a new subdivision, so I have to pay it for a few years. It's not really that much, but to have the lights is great. And I know Newburgh, it's not something we can do because you guys pay for it. So it's something that you guys have to start.
My driveway is the only one that has one, and it's like $8 or $10 a month. It's
yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if your neighbors want more, then they need to come to council and ask about
I know the Four Winds Edition had that years ago.
Well, I mean,
might make a difference if you got above ground power or under.
Every day the joggers go by and they take up half the street, and when people drive down the street, the joggers are in danger.
We have a lot of places like that in
Kaiser. It's an old neighborhood, so
part of that realness of Kaiser.
Yeah.
Of
I have something else to say, but I'll wait till after the meeting.
I also, with the bike, were they the ones who did the bike repair?
Yes.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
And they also do helmets.
Yeah.
So, like, the open house on Monday night at the fire department, they will be there handing out helmets for kids.
And they're persnickety. They don't want to just hand them out. They make sure they're fitted right.
They fit them and everything, yeah. So that committee's very, very, very active. Wayne is an instrumental part of that. He gets them going, yeah.
Kathy Lincoln is on there, too. She's with Chariots, and she's active, too. Mm-hmm. David Dempster is also on the committee, but he's older, and he is not re-upping, and he's a big part of that helmet thing. Mm-hmm. So I hope to find somebody who will carry that project on.
When does that, when do they meet? What date?
Second Thursday of the month. I'm the council liaison to that committee. So,
second Thursday?
Yeah, the second Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when do the other ones, when does Parks and Rec?
Second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday.
Planning is the second Wednesday.
It's a busy week.
That's the worst week of the month.
No, but maybe the Parks and Rec.
All right.
We can make that happen.
Does anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to put forth the name of Wayne Fry for position number 4 for Traffic Safety, Bikeways, and Pedestrian Committee.
Second.
Okay. Oh. It's been moved and seconded that Wayne Fry... Oh, we were supposed to close nominations first.
I know. Do you want to make that close the nominations instead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just do that.
Okay.
Make a motion that we close the nominations.
And then any conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, we're just changing them.
Okay.
All right. Now you can put forth your...
Okay. Make a motion that we put forth the name of Wayne Fry for position number 4 for Traffic Safety, Bikeways, and Pedestrian Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we put forth Wayne Fry's name for position number 4 of Traffic Safety, Bikeways, Pedestrian Committee. Any conversation about that? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That has been passed as well. Debbie, you wanted to speak.
I do. I have a couple of things. First of all, I have some more of these. You can see by the agenda what we still have vacancies on.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a lot of recruiting to do. And I made these are current. These tell you, they don't say how many positions. They just say that they're open. And I can make more if you want, but I'll leave them right here. You can take all you want, all right? The other thing is, and Larry can probably tell us more about this, this is the sign-up sheet for the Building Better Boards. Remember we had that last year? It's why we moved our meeting this month. This is for making better boards, and our Kaiser board members, committee members, can go for free. So, but they do need you to sign up so they don't have any meals to order. So I'm going to pass this around. You can sign
up.
You can see when it is, October 16th, I believe.
That is put on by the Kaiser Chamber Foundation.
Yes, right. Yep. So are you going to tell them more about it?
It's that day. To be quite honest, I have stepped down from the Kaiser Chamber Foundation board. I just have got too many things going on my plate.
Over here. Flipped.
Okay. And, I think it might be the 18th.
It's Thursday the 18th from 5:30 to 8:30, and the doors open at 4:45. Training is from 5:30 to 8:30, and light dinner begins at 5.
El Patron, Carlos, there is going to be doing the food again.
Is that what we did last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Just be aware that, I mean, they've got a packet they're trying to sell at the end, weren't they? Was that I'm seeing a different conference.
That was the people that they hired in or that came in to speak.
Right.
And
I don't recall that.
And so it may not be that same people.
Oh,
and that was brought up at the last council meeting. I believe Kim Freeman said, you know, that last year it was not really,
it was not well attended.
Corporations.
Yeah.
Boards of corporations was to volunteer. But the response was that they realized they needed to broaden the presentation, so maybe better than next year. I don't know.
Well, last year was our first go of any of this. So I was not at our last meeting. And again, I stepped down from that board a couple weeks ago myself. I can't remember. But anyway, we're trying to make it, you know, it kind of drug out a little bit, a lot, kind of. So trying to keep it pretty well packed and information driven. And we really want to get, you know, people there that have never sat on boards, like, you know, some of these community people that are coming and applying for these things, and they don't really know how committees work or the bylaws or the process of Robert's Rule of Order, you know, district attorney or the Department of Justice, and how you're liable and when you're doing this stuff, where you're sitting, if you're handling monies and those types of things. They're trying to, you know, pick out a little things and get some information out there. So I honestly don't know how many people are signed up at this point. I think last year the biggest majority of the people showing up was from the city committees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of people in there looked familiar.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're looking to the churches and all the different little leagues and all those types of things to get going. That's all I have.
Right. So I think that's about it. So Thursday, November 15th, still good for everybody?
For the next regular meeting, yep.
All right.
We'll be back on track.
It is 6:37. And I think we can adjourn.